This is Apollo Control. To translate some of the exchange of numbers between the spacecraft and the ground, they were passed up a maneuver pad for mid-course correction burn number 7. Will be the RCS thrusters. At 188 hours, 49 minutes, 56.75 seconds, 1.6 foot per second velocity change, burn time of 7 seconds, the additional, or the other pad, was for the entry numbers to the Mid-Pacific Prime Recovery Line, nominally along 165 west longitude. Showing target point of 15.07 south latitude, 164.67 west longitude. Maximum G's expected 6.8. Velocity at 400,000 feet or entry interface, 36,315 feet per second. Flight path angle at 400,000 feet, 6.52 degrees. The range to go at the time that the entry monitor system is activated, 1,204.1 nautical miles. Velocity at the time that the entry monitor system is activated and the crew begins reading the onboard displays of range to go and steering commands and so on, 36,395 feet per second. Begin blackout 18 seconds after entry interface. In blackout, 3 minutes 29 seconds after entry interface. Drogue deploy, drogue parachute deploy, 8 minutes 17 seconds after entry interface. They were also informed that the horizon would be dark at entry interface. Now 187 hours, 52 minutes ground elapsed time. Showing 57 minutes, 40 seconds mark to ignition of mid-course correction burn number 7. 3 hours, 56 minutes, 28 seconds to entry interface. Distance now 31,956 nautical miles out from Earth. Speed continuing to increase to now reading 11,336 feet per second. Continuing to monitor air ground circuit for continuing conversation of Apollo 10 crew with spacecraft communicator Jack Lazma here in Mission Control.